Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app. Yes, DraftKings now has a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort of home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free in the first 24 hours of casino play. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino, it's legal, it's safe, it's secure. You could deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. A lot of great stuff to play there. You get to play blackjack, roulette, tailgate games with live dealers. Great stuff. What you need to do, though, is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN, and you play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 in your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim. He's Dustin, and we are going to continue our series where we look at each individual player. Dustin, we've got several great players to talk about, and today it starts with Tariq Castro Fields. He is going to be at cornerback, obviously a starter there. He had some injuries last year that slowed him down a bit, but this season, Terry Smith, I believe, even commented that he expects Tariq Castro Fields to really step up and be the guy at cornerback, right?
Yeah, that's the expectation. And I know a lot of Penn State fans, when you see that or hear that, you can kind of see the eye roll happening just because of, you know, the way that Penn State's pass defense struggled and the way that some of these cornerbacks were exposed at times last year. People have a hard time believing that Tariq Castro Fields is going to make this leap into a star caliber player. I think that he's got the tools and the skill set to do that. And one of the drawbacks, I suppose, of Penn State not getting any information out there about injuries is that you don't know who's playing with what nagging issues going on. And a lot of them are. And I think Tariq Castro Fields, it would seem that injuries took away some of his ability to be his best self last season. And I think at his best, he's very quick. He's very long. He's a very good and willing tackler. I'm curious, you know, I don't know if we've got the answers just yet of how good he can be mirroring other top wide receivers. You know, he's going to be charged with, running with other teams' number ones. You know, is he ready to do that? I think he's got the talent to do it. It's just a matter of kind of making that leap, staying healthy, and being that guy. I think he can be, but I understand the skepticism of people who aren't quite sure if he can or not. So that's going to be his what he's tasked with doing this year. I think he's a good player. I think he's going to be a more than adequate number one. I also believe that cornerback depth chart is very, very good. He's going to be that veteran guy to bring some of these young, talented players along.
I also think when a guy faces his last season in college, he also knows there's an NFL career at stake here based on how he plays this season. I would think Castro Fields is well aware of that fact, that this is his time to step up. If he's going to play on Sundays, Dustin, he's got to really show it on Saturdays this fall, correct?
He does. And I think just to compare and contrast him, just in my view of, some of the other long cornerbacks that Penn State has had, let's look at Imani Oruwariye and Christian Campbell, for example. Those guys were a little thicker, a little stronger than Tariq Castro Fields. I think in both of those cases, they were asked to come along a little bit more slow. Their role didn't expand as quickly as Tariq Cassidy Fields did. So he was a little bit more visible in his shortcomings, so to speak. I think Tariq Cassidy Fields is a little twitchier. He's a little quicker. He's a little bit better athlete than those guys. Both of those players ended up being drafted. I think with a nice year where he shows that he can play in coverage to the best of his ability, I think he has a chance to be drafted above where those guys were, both of them being late round picks.
And you mentioned earlier about some of the problems last year in the defensive backfield. The problem with being a cornerback is when you make a mistake, everybody knows it. All right, next up, and I don't think I mentioned this at the beginning of this segment, we are going through the roster in alphabetical order. So if it seems like there's no rhyme or reason, that's the rhyme and reason. Alphabetical order. So after Tariq Cassidy Fields comes quarterback Sean Clifford. Now, he was thrown into that starting position when Tommy Stevens decided to transfer. So and I think we all forget about that. He arrived a year early in a sense. He acquitted himself very well. But just like Tariq Cassidy Fields, I think a lot more is expected of him this coming season, Dustin.
I don't know about it. You know, the vibe out there is, I don't know if people expect a breakthrough from Sean Clifford. I think, you know, when you see a starting quarterback, and remember, he was a redshirt sophomore last year. He didn't have all the answers. He didn't anticipate a lot of the things that he needs to anticipate to be a high-level starting quarterback. It's hard to look at what he did last year and just frame that as him being a work in progress. Development at any position, especially the quarterback position, as you're alluding to, is rarely clean. It's rarely just a rocket ship right to the top of their development curve. You know, there are going to be drawbacks, there are going to be setbacks, there are going to be victories, there's going to be losses along the way. And I think that unfolded in a very public way, as it usually does as a starting quarterback. But he was young for that position. You know, Trace McSorley set a very high bar because he acquainted himself so well to the starting job. But that's not always how it goes for players. I think Sean Clifford still has a world of upside that we haven't seen yet. There are questions about his game. There are questions about whether is he the caliber of quarterback that can lead a national championship winning team. And I think he could be, possibly. The things that he has to work and improve on, to me, it's not about his ability to throw the ball. I think at his best, he's an accurate quarterback. I think he throws the deep ball better than what he did last year. I think he's got to learn to diagnose and keep his cool and stay calm and not take his eyes down whenever the pass rush starts to get there. I also think that the pass rush won't get there as quickly or as easily as it did at times last season. I think the improved offensive line play, I think Kirk Ciarrocca is going to help him. I think the running game, I think this really could be a run first offense. And when I say that, I don't picture Penn State going back to the 80s. I think you can be a run first offense and still be a modern offense in college football. So I think that is my idea of how it's going to go. And I think all that support up front with the running game, I know there are questions at wide receiver, but you have a proven tight end in Pat Freiermuth. I think that Sean Clifford is going to make strides this year. I think there's a very good chance he makes big strides. It's just, you know, some of the things that he has to address come with experience, and he got a good amount of experience last year.
How much difference will Kirk Ciarrocca make, Dustin?
To me, I mean, I think the offense is going to have an identity. It's going to have something that it hangs its hat on, you know, and I think over the last, you know, 2-3 years, what could you answer if you were to ask what's the identity of the Penn State offense? I think there's a lot of people who wouldn't be able to answer that. I don't know how to answer that, but I think with Kirk Ciarrocca, there's going to be more of that. This is who we are. This is what we do. We don't have to reinvent the wheel every single week. We're going to stay true and blue to techniques and concepts that might be simple at their heart, but we're going to execute them really well. We're going to run these things very clean. And if we'll see if you can stop us. You know, that's what he did at Minnesota. That's what he did when they played Penn State last year. I would expect more of the same. Subtle adjustments to a core set of concepts that they run. I think something like that could benefit Sean Clifford.
I do think Sean Clifford is going to make a big jump. I think that year of experience under his belt We're going to see the difference this year. And I have a lot of faith in Kirk Ciarrocca to get the best out of him and the rest of the team around him. And as you said, there's a lot of experience up front with the offensive line. Great players at running back, great tight end. If you just get a couple of those wide receivers to step up, I think that's all going to reflect itself in the kind of season that Sean Clifford is capable of having. So I'm really looking forward to that. Our final player in this segment is Judge Culpepper. Culpepper is a three-star recruit out of Florida. When he came out of Florida, he was 256 pounds. He's currently listed at 294. And as a redshirt sophomore, he's listed number two at defensive tackle. So he will be in that defensive tackle rotation, right, Dustin?
He will be. You know, he's going to be a guy that you started to see him a little bit more as the year went on last year. As you mentioned, he was a defensive end slash tight end coming out of high school. He's got NFL bloodlines with his dad, you know, now listed as 6'4", 294. Let's circle him. He's going to be the next great one at Penn State, but I think he's going to be a very good rotation player, a guy who's going to start for, you know, a year or two down the road, who right now is a redshirt sophomore, is going to play a valuable role as a depth guy, probably the number two in that defensive tackle rotation. So I think he's going to be a player that, I don't know if he's going to surprise people, but I think all along, just his recruiting background and wasn't highly regarded. I don't think anybody really knows what kind of expectations to attach to Judge Culpepper, but I think he's a player who could sneaky jump on the radar, you know, early in the 2020 season by making some splash plays. I think he's going to be good, man. I don't think he's going to be an all Big Ten superstar player. I could be wrong about that. But I think, you know, an Antonio Shelton-like impact would be very valuable for him.
Well, one of the things, too, in the college game as a whole, there are so many players who are coming in ready to play as freshmen. And it seems like Judge Culpepper, he's been around a while. Well, he's only going to be a redshirt sophomore this year. He has 3 years of eligibility remaining. So he still has an opportunity for a very good career at Penn State, including a year or two as a starter. So I'm looking forward to seeing him play also. As we said, he's already listed number two at defensive tackle, so he's going to be in the rotation as a redshirt sophomore. That's not too bad. All right, that's it for quarter number three. Quarter number four, we're going to go to our next set of players. You won't want to miss it. Stay tuned.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.